Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
What is up, y'all? Final hour of the Paul Feinbaum Show. Peter Burns sitting in for Mr. Paul Feinbaum, enjoying an early weekend. Or maybe he's headed up to Omaha to go see Ole Miss and Oklahoma. Of course, we're going to have a pregame show and postgame show right here on the SEC Network. Dari Noka, David DeLucci, Todd Walker going to be up there. I was up there all week long. It's fantastic. And, you know, we saw this kind of storybook underdog run for Hale State baseball, getting their first national championship last year. Can you imagine in the Magnolia State, if you go back-to-back, just incredible if Ole Miss can get it done. Hunter Elliott, who I thought was going to start game one of the College World Series final series, actually going to start game two, which I actually kind of love by Bianco because he's probably the ace. So if you can find a way to win one, then all of a sudden you can bring Hunter Elliott coming in to win it all. And by the way, I don't think Dylan DeLucia, who threw two great games in Omaha, is done. I talked to him last night at dinner, and he was like, I want the rock one more time. So we'll see what happens, and hopefully Mike Bianco could bring another SEC title to this conference. 855-242-PAUL is the number. Ole Miss has been a little bit of an underdog story. Ozark, Alabama. Michael, what do you got for me, my man?
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
Doing great, man. It's Friday. We got one more hour to go, and then the weekend. We're cruising now, bud.
That's right. Still hot, though, isn't it? Very hot down here in southeast Alabama. I was wanting to go upon the subject of upsets, greatest upsets of all time in college sports. Well, I think one this year was when St. Peter's beat Kentucky in NCAA tournament college basketball.
The great one, the Peacocks, man. They what an incredible run they made.
Yeah, it was. And then, then you had Then you had when BYU beat Miami in football.
Go back to even, back Boston College, although Flutie and those guys were pretty good. I mean, how about App State and Michigan? You know, I mean, back in 2007.
I was talking about when BYU beat Miami in football, when Miami was, won the national championship the year before. Mm-hmm. And then BYU beat them at Provo with Ty Detmer.
They had some. I mean, Ty was great. I mean, that was the days. I want to say that's what, like around 90 or 91, maybe?
Right, yeah, that's what it was. Yes, sir, yeah, I was a little bit off there.
Michael, thank you for the phone call, man. That is like I said, St. Peter's. And listen, that upset a lot of Kentucky fans, right? I did Matt Jones's show in Lexington a couple of weeks ago, and they're still, Big Blue Nation is still highly upset with Coach Cal and how that season ended. You know, they thought they had some success, and I think, it's going to be imperative, not like a must, but it's going to be imperative that Coach Cal has a big season in Lexington, and they've had a great recruiting class to start, so we'll see. Nevada, we go. KC, what's up, KC?
Hey, PB, how are you?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Couldn't think of anybody better to sit in for El Presidente.
I appreciate that. I'll be his VP any day of the week.
There you go. There you go. I want to talk about who's not going to be big in SEC West this year in football.
All right, so if you're going rankings, I assume you have Alabama 1, KC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I have to go along with that. Number 2, dark horse, Ole Miss.
Okay.
Okay. But I tell you one that I don't think is going to make it is in College Station. I'm not a big Jimbo fan, never have been. I don't know him personally, of course, but he won his national championship at Florida State, I believe, with Bobby Bowden's senior team. His senior recruiting team. Is that am I off on that, or is that correct?
I'm trying to think as far as the timing of it. I mean, obviously, you know, Jameis Winston was on that team, but I don't remember the, you know, I mean, listen, we've seen that happen, right? Les Miles did the same thing with Nick Saban, whenever he took over. So it's not out of the realm of possibility that as that something like that has happened.
Well, you can have all the great players, all the great recruiting classes, but if you can't put all that together, and which I think, in my humble opinion, that Jimbo hasn't done yet at A&M. Last year, he saved his bacon by beating Bama on that last second field goal. And I think that was kind of like the blind squirrel scenario. I just don't see it happening. He's up against too many coaches, good coaches. And I think LSU is going to be much improved. Kiffin at Ole Miss, and, of course, the king of the hill, Saban, at Alabama. I just don't see this year, next year, maybe even the next, A&M doing all that much.
You know, Casey, thank you for the phone call. I'm with you in one aspect of it. I'm with you in the fact that I don't think this year, I've heard a lot of people that kind of drive by media that say, oh, you know, A&M's going to be incredible this year. I think they're going to be good. I don't think they're going to be great. I think they have the potential to be great in 2023. Right? And it comes at such an imperative time because Texas is getting ready to enter the conference and they're going after everything right now because they want to be ready. It's not just to be good in the SEC. You got to realize the hatred between Texas and Texas A&M runs extremely deep. I spent 20 years in Texas and it rivals everything that Alabama and Auburn is. So it's not just a, hey, to get to the end result, we want to be here. They want to make sure that they're up at a championship level before Texas gets in this conference because they just want to beat them into submission. I do think they're at least a year away from that happening. But I will tell you this. I think they have the absolute attention of everybody. And it's not just Alabama. It's all of college football right now. 855-242-PAUL is the number. Always great to talk to this man when I'm hosting. Bama Nick, what's up, man?
Hey, Peter Burns, or whatever I call Feinbaum, I always call him the mouth of the South. But I'm calling you now the mouth of the SEC.
I appreciate that.
You are the greatest when it comes to SEC football and knowledge, man. Look, Peter, who has the best quarterback room in SEC right now?
Well, I mean, you got the Heisman Trophy winner over at Alabama. So it starts with that, and everybody else is more of a room versus a player. In my mind, I could argue that it might be, I mean, LSU's got a pretty good quarterback room. You got Will Rogers coming back. You got a ton of talent in Georgia. I mean, the position is not limited to only a small amount of talent here in this conference. Who do you think it is?
Well, Alabama, by no doubt, there, yeah. Peter Burns, you know that. You got, like you said, the Heisman Trophy winner, and then you got Milroe, you got Ty Simpson coming in. I mean, you know, and then we got that, well, he ain't going to play, but we got that four-star recruit just committed us a couple months ago, Eli Holmgren. What have you heard about him?
Not much. I mean, I know Milroe, it looked like an absolute just cyborg over in spring football, and they've talked a lot about him. But, again, it's amazing, you know, we haven't even talked about Bryce Young. And Bam, we got to go to Bam and Nick, we got to go to a break here. But I will say this. One of the most disappointing things about this offseason is that I don't think we've talked football nearly as much. Right. So I appreciate
you
calling. I feel like we've talked about name, image and likeness and transfer portal and all this stuff. This is the least amount of actual football that we have talked about in two decades of actually of being in sports media.
You're right, Peter. You're right. Now I'll let you go. It's just a quick call.
Hey,
thanks for taking.
Hey, have a great weekend, Bama Nick. Always great to catch up with you, man. And give us some food for thought there. I mean, I'm trying to think of who's got the second best quarterback room in the SEC, because let's be honest, if you got the Heisman Trophy winner, you're probably sitting there overall at number one.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We've been talking a little bit about some underdog stories because I think Ole Miss baseball is a fantastic one right now, right? Going against Oklahoma. How about we go to Las Vegas over there in the 702? What's up, Gary?
I saw your question. I'll be quick. I saw your question about the one of the biggest underdogs in NCAA history. I think it's got to be the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers in 2016 when they won the College World Series.
That
team barely made that. I mean, that was crazy.
That was incredible. You go back and look. I remember their jerseys, and you're like, wait a minute. You know, I mean, like, I know Stony Brook made a good little run one year, but, yeah, I mean, Coastal was one of the last team that, you know, won a major sport in, you know, kind of off the radar. So I'm glad you said that, because I kind of feel like baseball, at least to this point, was still maybe one of the last ones you could do it. You know, I mean, we saw this great run for St. Peter's, but they weren't able to punch through. But 2016 Coastal Carolina might be one of the tops.
Yeah, I think back then too, they were part of the Big South or something. I mean, like that. They weren't even in a, you know, now they're in the Sun Belt, I think. But that was crazy.
It's a great run. And again, I think one of the reasons why, Gary, thank you for the phone call. That may change quickly. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, I know Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, is on kind of the transformation, committee that they have when talking about changing kind of rules and regulations. What's going to be interesting about college athletics, not name, image, and likeness, not transfer portal, but scholarship limits, right? The sport of college baseball has always been capped at 11.7 scholarships. And there's been certain kind of small ways around it. For the most part, though, there's not a lot of scholarships to go around. In fact, I've had Dansby Swanson on my SiriusXM show tell me, former number one pick of the draft, Dansby Swanson, a guy that's a Major League Baseball star, I asked him, what did you do with your first paycheck, you know, your big signing bonus? And he goes, I paid off my student loans. Think about that. Like, one of the best players that we've ever seen in college baseball history, a Major League Baseball star, had college, you know, loans. And that potentially will change if they take the cap off the scholarships. And then you're going to see LSU, A&M, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, all of these squads, Florida, that are going to say, well, all right, well, if we want to fund 25 scholarships, we can. And so you're going to have the haves and have-nots get even bigger, especially in the sport of college baseball, and maybe potentially even more so in softball and other sports. 855-242-PAUL is the number. Let's go to Mr. Oklahoma. What's up, Mr. Oklahoma?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, I live in Austin, Texas, but I love my Sooners, you know what I'm saying? And I want to give a shout-out to our baseball team, OU Baseball.
You're there in enemy lands, there.
I know it. Man, I didn't got in so many fights, man. I didn't got in so many fights.
So let me ask you this. Obviously, Oklahoma baseball is doing fantastic. You just saw Oklahoma softball win a title. Football,
good.
Top 10. Men's golf, they were ranked number one. I mean, they're playing some ball right now. But I already know the Sooners and the Longhorns have this, like, Bloods Crips relationship, right? Like, it's Biggie and Tupac. It's Auburn and Alabama. Who else in the SEC are you excited about facing when the Sooners come into this conference?
Who am I excited? Man, I'm excited that I just hope we hurry up and get in there. Because I want to see them play A&M. I want to see them play Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But really, I wanted to ask you, how you think Oklahoma going to do in football with that new coach we have?
Yeah, Brent Venables taking over since Lincoln Riley decided to go chase the money and get away from the SEC over in the Pac-12 and take over USC, which I don't blame. It's a smart business move, right? He's not working harder. He's working smarter out there. As far as, you know, these teams right now, I'm very curious about what happens with Venables. You know, when he was a DC over at Clemson, I once asked him, I was over there in Death Valley, and I asked Brent, like, why haven't you gotten a head coaching gig? And he kind of joked around, and he looked, and he's like, because I make a lot of money, I live like a king, and I don't have to put up with all the other, you know, ancillary stuff that goes with being a head coach. He just liked coaching football, and he had a great boss in Dabo. Does that equal success at Oklahoma? I honestly don't know. I can't say if it's yay or nay. I will say this, though, Mr. Oklahoma, as we're letting you go here. Be very wary about trying to get into the SEC as far as football immediately. I'm a firm believer that if you're Oklahoma with Venables being a brand new head coach and with Texas, you're not in the biggest rush to come into the biggest meat grinder and juggernaut that is college football in the SEC. I mean, look what happened to Sark and the Longhorns when they went up to Fayetteville. Woo pig suey. They embarrassed them. They're not ready for that style of football. They can play Big 12 football. They're not ready for SEC football. So to put a brand new head coach in right off the bat and try to hustle up into the SEC, that ain't going to work well for you. Same thing with Sark right now. And I think I'm a firm believer that that's why I don't think that the earliest they would ever get into this conference is 2024. And they may wait until 2025 in order to kind of beef up to get ready for the murderer's row that is SEC football. 855-242-PAUL is the number. Let's get in one more quick call here. Austin is in Ohio. What's up, Austin?
Hello, my name is Austin. I'm actually at a baseball tournament in Tennessee. I play for Springfield Armaloy, and we are playing some national teams right now. We just wanted to come talk about how a small town team is doing pretty good down here, going 2-0 for our understory.
There you go, Austin. Where at in Tennessee, you said?
We're in Kingsport and in Johnson City.
Oh, that is a God's country, man. That's a pretty good spot to play. All right, so, you know, what have you liked about the state of Tennessee on this road trip so far?
What have we liked about this Tennessee so far, guys? I would say the fields are beautiful. Every field we played at has been so beautiful so far. The weather's great down here. I don't know. We're winning games, playing against some good teams. I think we're playing really well right now. Everybody's kind of hyped.
All right, so Austin, last question before I let you go, because you've got to go to a commercial break, though. You guys are from up north. You're playing in the Tennessee footprint right now. Do you want to play? Some of you guys are probably going to play college ball. Are there teams that you want to play for in the Big Ten, or do you want to play in the SEC?
We want to play for the Big Ten because we all like Ohio State and Michigan and those teams like that. But we're down to play Tennessee or ETSU tonight, tomorrow night. We're in Tennessee, ETSU Space Field tomorrow. Let's play them. At 1:30.
There you go. A little promo. Austin, best of luck to you guys. All right, man?
Thank you. Have a great night.
Hey, shout out to Austin. He's sitting there kind of pimping his own team just by like, hey, here's who we are. We're coming out here, and he wants to go play for the Buckeyes. Might not work out too well for him if they – I haven't seen the Buckeyes in Omaha in a while.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the Paul Feinbaum Show. Peter Burns sitting in for Paul Feinbaum. By the way, a tip of the cap to UAB head coach Bill Clark. He announced earlier today that he's going to be retiring from coaching college football. Had just had some back issues over the last couple of years. Spinal fusion surgery was in his future. And just, you know, what he's meant in this world where it's kind of a me first mentality, especially, you know, sometimes we feel that with a younger generation. Bill Clark made an example, right? Over at UAB, that was a program that, hey, was trying to build, and all of a sudden they said, you know what, we're disbanding the entire program. And Bill Clark didn't do what a lot of people would have done, which was take the easy way out and just say, all right, I'll just go find a job elsewhere. He stuck around. He fought for that Blazer football program. And not only did he get it back going, he got them a new stadium. He got them conference championships. And he got them into the American Athletic Conference. A monster, monster move for UAB. And, again, we need more leaders like that. We see headlines every single day of this is wrong in sports or this is wrong in politics. And I was like, well, why don't we give a more love to the guys that are doing it the way that we, quote unquote, want them to do it. So, Bill Clark, thank you for everything you've done over at UAB and really kind of just for college athletics as well, too. You are somebody that we all look forward to seeing for a long, long time and hope you stay healthy and around the game of college athletics for a long, long time. More of your phone calls coming up. Let's go real quick to Destin, Florida. Thanks for joining us, Peyton. What's happening?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm doing well. Peyton, how old are you, my man?
18.
All right. Well, what do you got for me?
Why Jim can't talk sports instead of calling people fools?
Well, Peyton, that is a philosophical question at that point. Do you want Jim for Tuscaloosa to talk sports, or do you kind of secretly like when he calls in and makes fun of all the other callers?
I mean, I'd rather him talk sports for, like, I don't know, because, like, people might get their feelings hurt because, like, the way he talks to people, but...
Peyton, that's interesting. I think you're right. We could all be a little bit nicer to each other. All right, tell me one nice thing about Jim at this point.
He can be sweet sometimes, but not a lot.
Okay, well, hey, you know what? You made the start. You put the olive branch out there. Peyton, we appreciate the call, and there you go. Maybe Jim will get that message. I'm sure he's listening. It'll get back to him as well, too. Of just saying, talk a little football and then go on and you can do whatever you want with the other callers. Speaking of other callers, this has been a kind of a phoner feud that we've had all day today. Teddy in Alabama, you're back. What's happening, my man?
Yes, sir. I'm calling about that Jake fella. See, me and him are coworkers, and I work with him and his grandpa, Ski. So me and Jake made a bet at work is, you know, the Iron Bowl. If Alabama wins, I'll wear a diaper to work, and if Auburn wins, he'll wear a diaper to work. So, you know, I'm going to make sure I send you a picture of that, all right?
Teddy, hold on. First of all, did you say a diaper?
Yes, sir, a diaper. We're going to wear nothing but a diaper to work. If Alabama wins, I will do it. If Auburn wins, he does it.
Teddy, do me a favor. Do not send me that picture. In fact, I do not want to see that picture whatsoever.
Is, you know, that score he made – I think you had too many fuzzy navels tonight. You know what I mean?
Teddy, who's that in the background, my man?
That's my little son. He's an Alabama fan. He was just yelling, Alabama, Alabama.
How old is your son, Teddy?
He's six.
He's six? What's his name?
Yes, sir. He's a big Alabama fan.
What's his name?
Aiden.
You know we're going to do this, Teddy. Can I talk to Aiden for a second?
Let's see. Aiden!
Come here.
He wants to talk to you.
Hello?
Aiden, it's Peter Burns and the Paul Feinbaum Show. How you doing?
Good.
Good?
I know who's going to win. King Alabama. It's my dad's birthday.
Okay. Relax a little bit. Teddy, if I had...
Do I now?
Everybody okay over there?
Yeah, everybody's great.
Now, Teddy, last thing. If Aiden came to you and said, Dad, I love you. You're the greatest dad in the history of the world. But war damn
yes,
Eagle,
sir.
and he's going to Auburn. What do you say?
I'll be happy if he's an Alabama fan. I'm gonna support him anyway. You know what I mean?
There you go. That's true love, my friend. It just means more. Teddy, thanks for the phone call, man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Hayden was fired up. Handsome Joe, what's up, man? Welcome to the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Howdy, how's it going, Peter Burns? And hey, there for a second, I thought he had Jim from Tuscaloosa in the room with him.
There was a lot of yelling and screaming, Handsome Joe. A lot of yelling and screaming.
They sounded alike.
Hey, so Joe, let me ask you this real quick. When did you go from Joe from Red Bay to Handsome Joe? Like, was there like surgery that was done, or did you like win an award that happened, or what happened?
Well, everybody just started noticing it.
That is, I mean, you're looking good. You're looking really good, man.
See, I went from ugly and just, I get better. You know, most people get worse in age.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm just whining in age. But, hey, that kid that talked about Jim, Jim don't know anything about sports or he's not going to talk about sports.
Mm.
I mean, if he's going to talk about it, because Jim ain't nothing but a goat butt smoocher to start with. But anyway, I want to talk about this, Paul. Peter.
Mm-hmm.
The World Series. Hey, I'm pulling for Ole Miss Rebels to do it. I'm pulling for them to take Oklahoma out. You know, I know it's an uphill challenge because they've had to play extra games, and Oklahoma just, they got the rest. But hey, I just want to know everybody know I'm pulling for the Rebels to pull this one out. And the main thing, get these World Series over with so we can start focusing on college football. Because you already know who's going to be ranked number one. So you know why I'm ready to get on past this baseball to football.
If I had Will Anderson on my defensive front and I had the Heisman Trophy winner Bryce Young coming back, I'd sure as hell be ready to talk a little college football. But you can still do both of them.
Right. But that defense is what I'm thinking more about Alabama this year. That defense. I think the defense may outdo the offense, which has been a while since they've done that. But they may do it because you know good as I do that Georgia, that's how they won it last year because their defense was so good. I mean, it was hard for anybody to even cross the end zone on them. I'm hoping we resemble that defense that Georgia has. But Peter, I just come in a few minutes ago and I saw you on there, and hey, I had to talk to you because hey, you're my second best to Paul Feinbaum right there.
That's a hell of a compliment, my friend. So continue having a handsome weekend there. All right, Joe.
Thank you, Peter Burns. You have a good one, brother.
All right, buddy. See ya. Handsome Joe. Handsome Jim is back here on the show.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And you know I am handsome. I hate to admit it, but I don't hate to admit it. I've been handsome all my life, and I'm proud of it. I'm happy. You know, girls love me. I love the girls.
Mm.
Here's the thing, Peter. I'm going to straighten out the kid if you'll listen. You of all people know, this old guy has been trashing me every time he calls the show. He's ridden my coattails with lies and crap. Like he's, lied about me. But he's trashed me. Am I right or not, Peter? I want you to admit the truth.
Jim, I admit that watching two people snipe at each other is oddly entertaining.
Who started the sniping, Peter? I never started this with him. He started it with me years ago.
Mm.
He's jealous of me. But tell the truth, Peter. You know the story. You know the history. You know the drill. Just be honest. Be upfront.
Jim, the thing is, you got to realize, I parachuted into this show like around 20.
Well, you've heard it. You've heard enough of it the last 5 or 6 years to know about that guy. He calls every time he calls you. He makes some sarcastic remark about me, some dirty negative lie. Is that not right?
I think you may be correct there. Yeah.
I may be correct. Well, I am correct. But Peyton, the deal is this. I respond, I react to evil people coming after me for no reason. They're jealous. But I respond. I'm a reactor. Yeah, you're right, Peyton. It'd be better if I was nice and let it go. But, you know, I do that a lot of times. But, you know, you get tired of letting old scumbags like that guy attack me verbally like he's done for about 15 years. That's the facts, Peyton. I hope you grow up fast enough to understand what I'm talking about. I don't say it's right. I admit I probably should not do it, but I can't help it sometimes because I can't stand lying scumbags that attack other people. You know, there's people like him, they make their life off riding people's coattails that are better than them, and I am better than him. I hope you know that.
Jim, have a good, safe weekend, my friend. Okay.
I'm trying, Peter. You too.
Thank you, sir. Hi, man. Are you here?
Yes, Peter Burns. I tell you what. Why does Jim come in always crying and whining? You know what? If he was a bottle of wine, he might be worth $2.50. I mean, we're talking about 50 years of sitting there stewing, sitting on that shelf collecting dust. And he's going to point fingers, and then he's going to call out some young child down in Florida. I mean, what kind of imbecile is that guy? Is he a role model? Hell no, he ain't no role model. You know why? Because there ain't no role for a mole. You have a great weekend.
Just run the commercial break. I have nothing to add. It's the Paul Feinbaum Show.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.